A 12-year-old is dead, and a 17-year-old will face murder charges as an adult in his killing. The shooting happened around 12:30 Saturday afternoon in Philadelphia's West Oak Lane section. Councilmember Anthony Phillips says the case shows there's a distinct lack of understanding about what young people are going through in the city.
Our young people are crying out for guidance. They're crying out for opportunity, and we have to get it to them. Because Ethan Parker could have been alive today if a resident of our city stood up and said, let's get this young man who unfortunately shot him, some help.
Police say the 17-year-old suspect was seen with the gun before the incident and was using it as part of an evening of music production in Northwest Philly. Investigators say a weekend fire in New Jersey is being considered suspicious. WHYY's Tom McDonald has the latest on the fatal blaze.
Washington Township officials told our news partner 6ABC the deadly house fire burned quickly. They say there were contributing factors as to why that happened, but are not yet ready to elaborate. A criminal investigation is now underway into what the Gloucester County Prosecutor's Office is calling two suspicious deaths. Suzanne Pinto describes the explosion.
It sounded like a bomb went off, and this whole, my neighbor's house was actually on fire, burning to the ground in seconds.
Officials will await autopsy results to determine if those who died inside the home were killed before the explosion in flames, and if the fire was used as an attempt to cover up a double homicide. Tom McDonald, WHYY News.
Mostly sunny conditions on this Monday afternoon, but a little murky out there. Right now, 83 degrees in Center City, Philadelphia, Wilmington at 81, Rehoboth Beach at 67, and Princeton at 81 as well. For Center City, Philadelphia, those clouds increase throughout the remainder of the day. Tomorrow, big changes and cooler temperatures. Tuesday, you can only see the temperature get to about 70 degrees, and showers are in the picture.